Hello Orville, I'm Nelson representing the Orville Radio. I'm joined by Serena and Nikki from the Joy of Impermanence community. So hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Could you tell us about the Joy of Impermanence project, community project?
So Joy of Impermanence is a project under YouthLink, and Anicca is the first community that will come from this project. We currently have a land which is near the cricket field in Centrefield, and we have just constructed with Bamboo Centre a beautiful geodesic dome in 1 week.
That's
so thank you very much, Bamboo Centre, and all the volunteers that helped us.
That's wonderful. What would be part of the project? What are you guys' mission with the Joy of Impermanence?
Well, impermanence, as is already in the name, is at the heart of it. So the community project was born in 2016 after an eco-village design education course. And the idea was that a group of people would come together and sort of try and live these ideals of non-attachment and feeling of I don't own this land and I live on this land temporarily, in a way, in the original spirit of how Orville was meant to be. So we are a nomadic, in a way, a nomadic project. So we want to bring life to particularly the Orville lands that are not being used or have a higher purpose for the future. But we come and we live and we to bring life to this land and bring security to it, you know. And it has a lot of different ideals attached to this. It's impermanence at the heart, but also experimentation and playing. Mm-hmm. So I guess a lot of us wanted in some way to start playing again and to learn to build and do it ourselves and build again a different relationship to our home and the land that we occupy, you know. So that's some of the missions, I guess, of Joy. Am I missing something, Serena?
I think you got it. Yeah.
On a material level, what do you guys plan to do inside the community?
Yeah. Well, we've been given this land for an agreement to be here for 5 years. So on the land, our aims are to build low cost, as much as possible, ecologically sound buildings. Mm-hmm. We are a group of 8 people now, so we want to all live on this land. We want to build our own homes using sustainable materials as far as much as possible. What else are we?
We want to also have a space to invite people to be creative with us. One of our goals is to show the wisdom Orville has found over the last 50 years, to share this internally and externally, and be like a showcase, so it's all compact in one place, because Orville is getting so big and vast now, it's hard to see what solutions there are. So we'd like to be a playground. And also, invite different people to come and help create different spaces. Co-working spaces are possible. There's even a dream one day of maybe some cafe. Let's see how it goes. But it's nothing is set in stone. We're flexible to all and welcome anybody to come to us with any kind of proposals and dreams. Let's see what we can make come true.
That's a great space you guys are creating. And on a future level, do you guys have any other land or something that you guys would like to take in part of the joint?
So we're really, like, I think the first experiment in this project, you know. We are a group of people that came together under this mission. We want to move on from this land after this certain period of time, 5 years, whatever it is, and hopefully have another piece of land that we bring life to, you know. But under this project, what the hope is that many people who have dreams of forming community and want to choose the people they live with and build together with them can come under this project, you know. And as long as they agree with certain ideals that it aspires to, then it's an open space for them to see, okay, what do I want to do and how can I do it? And this project will basically be an umbrella to help with that, you know.
A key point for us is actually We're more than a community. Mm-hmm. We're a family. Mm-hmm. It's been almost 2 years now that we've been working together. Mm-hmm. And something that I personally see is that when we come to Oroville, you get put into a place. And then you make a community with this place. And I think the difference with Joy of Impermanence is that we found the people. We're creating a family with this people. And then from this, then the place comes. We build the place together. So it's really to connect with the people and to really bond and grow together with the people. And then grow and build the house and the space afterwards. Yeah. So we invite people also, we're just establishing ourselves now. Mm-hmm. So we're just first stepping foot and making some foundations and physically working on the land. Mm-hmm. But after some time, there will then be a space available for others, a group of people who want to create a community. They can come here and learn from us and we can have some exchange and grow. And then this is how maybe Joy will grow in the future. Let's see. Everything's possible.
A nursery, a community nursery.
Yeah.
Bring life to more communities, yeah.
The spirit of your family of Joy of Impermanence is very, very visible and I feel the vision is a great vision. And it's something that is not to be seen everywhere.
Yeah, so we have a Joy of Impermanence Facebook page. If you'd like to keep updated and know what's going on with Joy, there's many videos, photos and articles. Please check Joy of Impermanence on Facebook.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Serena and Nikki. Wonderful talking to you.
Thank you.
Hello. I'm joined by Mr. Romil, who's actually working for the Bamboo Centre. Mr. Romil, could you tell us a little about the Bamboo Centre and the whole project?
Yeah. So, hi guys, and thank you, Nelson, for making this interview. So, we are working for Bamboo Centre. Bamboo Centre has come up with a housing scheme within Oroville, where we would like to help communities build their infrastructure using our platform of making workshops. And this is an experimental model. How using the workshop resources, how we can build Oroville together. Mm-hmm. Joy of Impermanence is one of those communities that we are supporting now. Mm-hmm. We had a discussion with them and they were looking to make community space for their community, mm-hmm. like a meeting room. Mm-hmm. So we offered, we could help them. Mm-hmm. This is also a new community, upcoming community. Mm-hmm. So it just felt correct mm-hmm. as Bamboo Centre to support this cause and also show to Oroville how we can all build differently. Being Bamboo Centre, we are constantly promoting low-cost construction. Right now, and within 6 days, we have managed to design and complete an entire structure, a geodesic dome of 18.5 feet diameter. So it's a tremendous workshop in the sense it was a full house with 31 people. So it just goes to show when you're doing a project with goodwill and good intention, all the things just fall into place so correctly. The weather was perfect, the construction went perfect. We are in fact closing the workshop half day early. We are already finished. So this kind of success is really inspiring and really thanking all the volunteers working with Bamboo Centre. They have put in so much energy. Ashmil, Neema, Shalini, Pavani, these guys have given everything. They are 100%. Mm-hmm. And our team, Ramesh, Shiva, Dandapani, Mushant, Arun, Taravan, these guys are really phenomenal. They are the ones who are the backbone in this workshop. Mm-hmm. And our participants. So you can imagine 50 people coming together mm-hmm. in 6 days mm-hmm. can manifest one structure. And it seems that the structure has come out so beautifully mm-hmm. that what was supposed to be a community space, mm-hmm. Within Joy team, they're discussing who will take it like a residential space. Okay. So this is also a bit more adding to the success that, we are able to inspire more utility of our structure. Mm-hmm. And we are able to make a statement here that bamboo can be that material mm-hmm. which we can use for low-cost construction, mm-hmm. affordable housing, mm-hmm. and also quick construction.
Could you tell me more about bamboo and how it can be used for low-cost construction and the aspects of bamboo?
So bamboo, you should understand, is our most original material. We are using bamboo for now 250 million years. Mm-hmm. So the first spear of the caveman is bamboo. Mm-hmm. All the bridges in the world were made of bamboo. If you go in any part of the world, all the tribal homes, all vernacular architecture, you'll find bamboo. So bamboo is a material we've been using all along. Before steel, it was only bamboo. So bamboo is a tremendous structure. It is stronger than steel. It is stronger than compressed concrete. And it is lightweight. It is economical material. India is the largest producer of bamboo in the world. So all these facts really brings together an idea that bamboo can support the development of this country and also of this planet. When we are talking about sustainable architecture and sustainable practices, bamboo is right in the place. Bamboo is the most sustainable material in the world. It grows at a phenomenal rate of 3.5 feet per day. People don't realize this, that it being a grass is able to have phenomenal characteristics. Using these characteristics, we can make strong structures, we can make durable structures. It is not that bamboo is temporary. We are known to have bamboo structures last also 100 years. It is up to the designer. It's not up to the material. And it is up to the people who are using it. It's not up to the material. As a material, it can do everything. And lastly, I just want to say, Bamboo Center really believes bamboo is going to save the planet. So this is how much we back it up.
Wonderful. Coming back to the workshop, could you tell me the attendance of the workshop? How the different people who have come to the workshop?
Right.
Yeah.
So as I said, we made a full house. We started off with a dream. We want 30 people. And how we'll get this 30 people, and we started also promoting the event so late for various reasons, just maybe like 4 weeks. And our plan was to do it for 4 months to make it so big. It never materialized. But really, this goodwill and good intention is the key. We just put ourselves out there and all our intentions to do really good work for Joy Team and this project. And people just came. So we have 14 people from all over the world. We have 5 multinational people who have come as guests, and they support us. And we have people from all over India. They've joined the workshop. And we also have a team of another bamboo center, an entire team of 16 people came from Maharashtra specially to learn this geodesic dome. And it has transformed their life. So they can take this module and they can also enrich their life with this module. Most of the people here are leaving with the confidence of handling tools, leaving with the confidence of being able to make a structure within a week, and leaving with the idea that we can make low-cost construction very beautifully and very low-cost, very economically and eco-friendly. So attendance of this workshop also was various in the sense of it's not only architects. We have people from all walks of life, hobby, interior designers, we have product designers, we have just people who want to do farming also. All these people have come here to learn how do-it-yourself format. They can build their own house or a shed or whatever they want to do.
I believe it's a very wonderful job you guys are doing, and I hope bamboo saves the world for sure.
Bamboo is going to save the world, definitely. Yeah, check it
out. Thank you so much, Romil. Thank you so much.
Great. Thanks, Lord Nels. Thanks, Reed.
Hello, I'm joined by Flo, and he's the product designer of the Geodesic in the space of Joy of Impermanence project. So, hi, Flo. Could you tell me about the whole coordination that you have done? Could you tell me about the aspects of Geodesic Dome?
So, for the organization, mainly it was, so we have 6 days with the students. So, the first day, we just give them a presentation about bamboo and the first basic skill to build the structure. The second day and third day with 10 bamboo center, we prepare all the material. We have the plan, so we was doing like 70 piece of 5 feet, 50 piece of 4 feet and all of that. So we prepare everything in bamboo center. We came here the third day at 12 o'clock. So it means like now 2 days ago. And so we start 2 days ago. So my work on this is to be sure that everybody get busy. We work in the good order. So it means we don't start by the top. Yes, it's also to give some tips to all of them. And
So in these 2 days, could you tell us the challenges you faced, maybe working with such a big team and organizing them, and also the good parts about the team?
So the difficulty are quite often the same. It's we are always doing some new structure, some new design. So each design is different. So the build order also is different. So I can say that, as I was just saying off radio, it's organic organization. So we have all your plan, but on the site, with 32 students, okay, we need to give them some work. So some work sometimes take 10 minutes, mm-hmm, sometimes can take 2 days. So we need to exchange the work for everyone to, mm-hmm, explore all the aspects of the construction. So, and the difficulty is mainly about sometimes the weather. And the good thing is, yes, is to see all these people right now taking picture of it, having a smile, feeling happy to build something in their life. From the architect to design this and see now the building by himself and not just a plan, to someone like me putting energy and okay, now it's built, and students same came with a dream to learn something, and now if they want at home they can build again. And I would say for Roville also, because we are trying to develop Bamboo Center in another way, no? It means to participate more for the community. And I think yes, everybody is happy to what we can do in 2 days. Yeah. Huh? And yeah, 2 days is 16 hours of work. Yeah. With a small problem of organization or coming with the bus a little bit late, everything. Mm-hmm. It's maybe 12 hours of work. Yes, yeah, when you will see a picture, or if you come to Joy of Impermanence, you can see what we can build in 12 hours. It's quite crazy.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah, it's quite amazing that, yes, you guys have been able to build a structure which is so unique in just 12 hours. Thank you so much, Flo. Thank you so much for joining with us.
Okay, thank you.